Hi, this is Terry, and welcome to the second Best of Sadie and Sophie Marathon. We're so glad that you have tuned in. We have episodes 4, 5, and 6 tonight to share with you. Beth, what do you have to say about episode number 4?
Oh, hey, my favorite thing about this show was the editing. I had an absolute blast putting sound effects in. Erica, what's your favorite part?
Well, besides writing this script, I love doing all the background tracks on this. You know what? The screaming is really us.
The smell of fall is in the air and the leaves have turned color. Their brilliant hues of red, orange, and gold fill the landscape as the car speeds through the winding New England road.
Slow down, Sadie! Do you want to get us killed before we even see my Willie? How I ever let you talk me into this, I will never know.
What? You expect me to just schlep along? You know, we have a lot of miles to cover, and I don't want to be driving through these woods at night.
I don't even know how I let you talk me into taking this trip in the first place. What was I thinking?
What were you thinking? What was I thinking? All you have done is scratch, scratch, scratch the whole time we've been in the car, and you're always hungry. You've eaten half the ruggle I made for your Willie.
I can't help it. It's so delicious, and I'm so nervous. Look, I haven't touched the homemade knishes. Where are they anyway? I can't seem to find them.
That's because I hid them in the trunk. Sophie, you need to stop noshing or you'll gain 20 pounds before we even reach Boston.
I never leave Brooklyn. I never drive in a car. I have never been to Boston. I've never seen a college. I've never...
Stop! Stop acting like a Michigana. This is fun. We're taking a road trip.
Feh, I'm not acting crazy and I don't think that this is fun. I want to go home. I want to go back to Brooklyn. There are too many trees and no buildings, and this is scaring me, and I don't like it.
Sophie, we are going to visit your son at college for Parents Weekend. We borrowed Uncle Davy's car, and it was so nice of him to lend it to us. You know, he's a real mensch.
I know, Sadie, I know. I don't know what's wrong with me. I lead a simple life, and I like it. That's all.
Well, I think a little adventure will do us both good. So sit back, relax, and have another cookie.
Just then, there was a loud noise. The front tire blew out, and the car was all over the road. The sound of screeching and screaming filled the air. Sophie was still screaming when she opened her eyes and saw that she was no longer in the car. She was in bed. It was all a dream.
That was so frightening. What a nightmare. I'm never leaving Brooklyn. If Willie wants to see me, he will have to come home. After all this service, I could use a little mosh to calm down. I think I'll call Sadie.
Hello? Who is this? What's wrong?
Oh, Sadie, I had the worst nightmare and I suddenly have a taste for knishes.
Knishes? Knishes? It's 3 o'clock in the morning, Sophie. Go back to sleep. You can have a piece of babka when you come over for coffee. But not before 7. I need my beauty rest.
Okay, Sadie, okay. I didn't realize the time. Sorry to bother you, but I wonder, Sadie, could you bake some knishes today?
Oy vey. Good night, Sophie.
Good night, Sadie.
And by the next morning, Sophie was feeling a bit better. She went to her sister Sadie's house for coffee and babka. Sadie was already making the knishes when she arrived, so they just kibitzed and chatted until it was time for lunch. Sophie ate so many knishes that day, potato knishes, kasha knishes, spinach knishes, meat knishes, all with mustard and sauerkraut. But who's counting? After all, they are the best knishes in all of Brooklyn. Or at least that is what the Entis say. Hi, this is Beth. I loved episode 4, but the next episode, Sadie and Sophie number 5, was just hysterical for me, listening to them heading to Vegas. Erica, what cracked you up the most?
Well, you know, I really liked writing this one because it brought them to our hometown. And I tell you more, but I don't want to spoil it for anyone. Hey, Terry, what did you think about episode 5?
Well, I think it hits home for everyone. So let's give it a listen.
Sadie and and Sophie are at LaGuardia Airport waiting to fly to Las Vegas. They have just gotten their seats and are on the plane.
Flight 291 is now boarding.
Oi, Sadie, why did I let you talk me into this? Flying on a plane? How many hours? How will I survive? I'm so nervous. Let's get off now and go back to Brooklyn.
You want to get off the plane and take an Uber and drive all the way back to Brooklyn?
Yes, I think we should go home. I miss Brooklyn already, and I need a nosh.
Oh, no, Shvesta dear. We are going to Las Vegas, and we are going to have some fun in Vegas, baby. Trust me, Sophie, you are going to have the time of your life.
The time of my life if I survive? Well, I am looking forward to seeing Caretaker Betsy, and maybe seeing a show would be nice.
Just relax, Sophie. And here, take this pill. It will help you. I got it from Dr. Goldsmith. He said it will help you to relax.
A pill? A pill? What kind of pill? You know I don't take pills. I don't know. Sadie, I don't want to get addicted. Is this what they call a gateway drug? Will I become part of the opioid epidemic?
This is what they call a Valium. And gateway schmateway, you will not get addicted by one pill. Come on now. You're my Shvesta and I love you. I would never do anything to cause you harm.
Okay, Sadie, I trust you. I will take it.
My God, I'm exhausted already.
So, where's the water? And can I have a little nosh with it? I don't think I should take it on an empty stomach.
Of course. I have a piece of strudel right here in my bag and some water, too.
Mmm, the strudel is geschmacked.
The plane ride to Vegas was smooth and Sophie slept like a baby.
Flight 291.
In fact, Sadie needed help getting Sophie from the airport to the hotel because Sophie was really enjoying her Valium-induced sleep. Sadie got them settled and tucked herself in bed for a good night's sleep, too. The next morning...
That was the best night's sleep I had in a long time. But wait a minute. These blankets feel delightful. I don't remember my blankets feeling like this. And this pillow, it doesn't feel like my pillow. Maybe I should open my eyes and see. Where am I? Sadie!
Good morning, sunshine, and welcome to Las Vegas.
After a nice hot cup of coffee, a nosh, and a shower, Sadie and Sophie decided to explore the hotel, where all roads lead to the casino.
Sophie, this place is so big. So many restaurants and stores. There's so much to see. And look, there's the casino.
Hey, look at all the lights and listen to the noise. I feel like I'm in a movie. This is exciting.
Sophie, I think we found your happy place.
The sisters looked around a bit and then decided to sit down at a couple of slot machines and try their luck.
Hey, these penny machines are expensive. You have to put in 50 pennies at one time. Good thing they take 20s.
Are we having fun yet? How are you doing on your machine?
It's eating my money. I love all these bells and whistles and lights, but I only have a dollar left.
A few seconds later, Sophie's machine went crazy.
Sadie, come quick. I don't know what's happening.
What's Maxter, Sophie? What's wrong?
Everything is spinning and going mashugana. The lights, the noise, the tumult. I'm scared.
Don't be scared, Sophie. I think one of the yentas said that when she went to Atlantic City, the same thing happened to her.
Really?
Yeah, and then
what?
And then she won a lot of gelt.
A lot of gelt?
Mazel tov, Sophie. I'm no maven, but I think you hit the jackpot.
The Shvestas started screaming and jumping up and down as a crowd gathered around them. Soon, a slot attendant came to see what all the fuss was about.
Looks like someone might have won the jackpot. Let me check this out. Who is playing this machine?
Oh, that was me. I was playing this machine.
Step aside, please, and let me verify everything. Yes, this machine just hit. I will need you to come with me, and we will have to verify your ID.
My ID? Where are we going? Can my sister come with me? Sadie, what's happening?
I'm not sure, Sophie, but don't worry. I'm right here.
Relax, ladies. Once your ID is verified, I will arrange for you to collect your winnings. Congratulations. You are a very lucky lady.
How about that? Sophie did win a jackpot, and it was a big one. Sophie had her picture taken at the casino as she held up a big, oversized check, and she couldn't stop smiling.
Well, Sophie, I think you really did find your happy place today.
Well, all I know is I didn't get bupkis. I won a lot of gelt, and that has made me very happy, Sadie. And you know what else? All this excitement has made me very hungry. I hope Betsy comes to pick us up soon so we can go to that deli for lunch. And it's my treat.
You know, first you win all that gelt, and now we're going to a Jewish deli in the desert. I think we have a lot to be grateful for today.
Me too, Sadie.
me too. Will Sophie's good mood last the whole day? Will they ever get to the deli in the desert? Will Sophie lose all her winnings at the blackjack table? Stay tuned for the next episode of Sadie and Sophie, coming to you soon. Does Sophie even play blackjack? The aunts say she loses it in a poker game, but I don't believe that. Do you?
Hi, this is Erica, and this is the last episode of our second Sadie and Sophie Marathon show. And there are still two more to come. Woohoo! Guess what? This next show is really fun and educational. Who wants to learn how to play dreidel, Terry?
Well, I do. Hey, isn't that just like gambling, Beth?
Well, all I can say is I learned to love chocolate gelt. Let's listen.
So, who wants to play dreidel? I want to win some gelt.
Oy vey, Sophie. Ever since you won that big jackpot in Vegas, you always want to gamble.
Ah, gamble schmamble. It's just dreidel and it's Hanukkah. Let's have some fun.
Hey, Ma, how much manischewitz have you had? You're in a really good mood.
Oh, I love Hanukkah. I love Sadie's latkes. I love my Concord grape. I love dreidel. And I love you.
Yeah? And how do you feel about your son, Willie?
Sharon Shaw, now is not the time.
It's okay, Sadie. I've got this. Sharon, when your brother Willie told me that he had fallen in love with a shiksa, I thought I would die. And then, when he brought her home for dinner, I thought I would plot. But once I had some wine and got to know her a little better, I realized he'll tie her off her soon, and I don't have to worry.
Oh, Ma, you're so funny. Let's have some more wine and play dreidel. Who remembers how to play?
Sadie always remembers because she had that party when she was little and taught her friends, so she never forgot.
Oh, I remember Bubby telling me about that party. What was so special about it anyway?
It was a very special party, Sharon, because it was my first sleepover at our apartment, and both of the girls weren't Jewish.
So what? So what they weren't Jewish?
So what? Back then, times were different. Everyone stuck to their own kind. Now that I think about it, in some ways, we were a very progressive family. Everyone was always welcome at our apartment.
Yeah, yeah. We could have Goyim friends, but we couldn't marry them. And Willie can't marry one either, and neither can you, Sharon. I swear on these latkes that if you do, I will throw myself out the window.
Well, so much for progress, Aunt Sadie.
Give it a rest, Sophie. Times are changing. No one throws themselves out the window anymore.
Aunt Sadie, tell us about that Hanukkah party you had when you were little, and remind us about the rules of dreidel.
Okay, Sharon, okay. I remember it like it was yesterday. Bubby said I could have two friends over for a sleepover. I invited my two best friends from school, Laura and Mary. Yeah, it was just like it was yesterday. Hi, Mary. Hi, Laura. I'm so glad that you could come to my party.
Me too, Sadie. But I forgot what kind of party this is.
This is a special party. This is a Hanukkah party.
A
Hanukkah party to celebrate the Festival of Lights because of the miracle.
We're celebrating a miracle? Cool.
Well, what was the miracle, Sadie?
After reclaiming the temple many years ago, there was only enough oil to burn for one night, but the oil burned for 8 nights. That is why we celebrate, and we celebrate for 8 days.
Does that mean we get to sleep over for 8 nights? Oh, that would be so much fun.
Ooh. No, Laura, our sleepover is only for 1 night, but we'll still have lots of fun.
So what else do we do to celebrate?
We eat special foods like latkes.
Ooh, like a latkes? Sadie, what are you talking about?
Latkes. They are potato pancakes. They are fried in oil. And so yummy. We eat them with applesauce and sour cream.
Where are the latkes?
Mom is making them right now.
Oh, so that's what smells so good.
We also eat fried jelly donuts.
Does your mom make those too?
Ooh. No, but she buys them at the bakery and they're still really good.
And what else do you do to celebrate?
We play dreidel.
What kind of game is dreidel?
It's a gambling game.
Gambling? We don't get to gamble at my house. You are so lucky. How do you play?
Well, everyone gets some gelt. Gelt is money, and we play with foil-covered chocolate coins because then we get to eat our winnings.
Oh, I love chocolate. Oh, this game sounds really great already.
Then we get to spin the dreidel.
It looks like a four-sided top.
That's right, Mary. It is like a top, and each side has a different Hebrew letter. N is for none. That means nothing happens if your dreidel lands with that side up. Uh-huh. G is for gimel. We also call it gimme because that means you get the whole pot.
Oh, well, I hope I get gimme.
Oh, me too.
Hey means you get half the pot, and shin means you have to put one in. And if the pot is empty, everybody puts one in. We all keep playing until somebody has everything, and they are the winner. Then we share and eat our winnings or play again.
Yeah, let's play. Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt your game, girls, but I have hot latkes. Who's hungry?
Ooh, we are. Yeah.
Guess we'll have to finish playing later.
Yeah, later. Right, Laura? Oh, look. Laura can't talk. Her mouth is already stuffed with latkes, and in a second, mine will be, too.
Whoa, I hope Mom made enough latkes. And to think that the night has just begun. We're going to have so much fun.
Great story, Aunt Sadie. No wonder you always know how to play dreidel. But what I want to know is, did you have enough latkes?
Of course. Bubby always made enough latkes for the whole building, or at least that's the way it seemed.
So you fed the whole building latkes?
No, Sharon. We ate enough latkes for the whole building. It's not easy to grow these voluptuous hips, you know. The Kardashians have their secrets on how to get big hips, and we have ours.
Good to know, Aunt Sadie. Hey, where's Ma? We should play dreidel. Ma, where are you?
In here, on the couch. I think I fell asleep. I took a little Dremel after I ate.
After you ate all the chocolate gelt? Sophie, how could you?
It was geschmacked. Best gelt I ever tasted.
Good thing I know you, Sophie. I hid some coins in the cabinet just in case your sweet tooth went out of control. And look, you didn't find them. Don't worry, Sharon. We can still play.
Yay, it's a miracle. Let's play dreidel. Happy Hanukkah, everyone.
Yeah, happy Hanukkah!
Sadie?
Yes, Sophie?
Do you think you have another bottle of wine hiding in that cabinet? This one seems to be empty.
Of course, Sophie, of course.
Oh, that was great. Can't wait for the next Marathon episode show.
Be on the lookout for Marathon number 3.
Coming soon.
Hey, thanks for listening. And remember, you can find us at babesinvoiceland.com. Or on Apple Podcasts
or WWDBTV.com.